Thank you so much for coming to our briefing session despite such bad weather. I would also like to thank you for your continuous understanding of our business activities. Now let me take you through our second quarter results. First of all, here's an overview of our first half results. As you can see here, our sales and operating income increased year-on-year and exceeded our previous projections. Our first half sales and income have increased for four consecutive years now, with our first half operating income exceeding 20 billion yen for the first time since fiscal year ending March 2008. We have listed four major factors which had an impact on our performance. The musical instrument segment achieved robust sales of our mainstream products such as digital pianos and wind instruments. In the audio equipment segment, professional audio equipment sales were strong and AV products recovered to the comparable level as the previous second quarter, even though we struggled in the first quarter. Electronic device business turned profitable due to the structural reform which had been determined in the last fiscal year and advancing a part of product shipments. Other businesses performed generally in line with the plan and turned profitable. Now let me go through some of the financial figures. Our first half net sales were 217.5 billion yen, up 5.4% compared to the same period of the previous year. As we have already announced, we have transferred the operation of music schools in Japan to Yamaha Music Foundation, but still accomplished revenue growth to compensate for the shortfall. Operating income increased to 21.2 billion yen, up 40.8%, driven by the hardware product sales growth to more than offset the sales from music school operation transfer. Similarly, we have been able to increase ordinary income as well as net income accordingly. You can see our forex results. The yen has depreciated substantially against the US dollar compared to the previous year. On the other hand, the exchange rate for the euro was close to 140 yen during the previous year, and the yen has appreciated since then. Let's take a look at our performance by business segment. As I mentioned earlier, our net sales were 217.5 billion yen, and the sales of our musical instruments reflect the transfer of our music school business. In other words, we managed to grow our top line despite the transfer. In the audio equipment business, PA sales remained brisk, and our net sales increased accordingly. Electronic devices business grew slightly due to sales of amusement equipment with high gross margin. The performance of other segments remained comparable to that of the previous year. Musical instrument sales grew substantially, boosted by hardware product sales, and the operating income improved by 2.6 billion yen. In the audio equipment segment, the operating income improved by 1.5 billion yen due to expanded sales of high-margin PA equipment. The impact of exchange rates was plus 1 billion yen compared to the previous projections and plus 1.3 billion yen year-on-year. In addition to the positive forex impact, the gross margin improvement and cost reduction efforts led to these results. Let us take a look at further details. Compared to the same period of the previous year, as you can see here, the exchange rate had a positive impact by 1.3 billion yen, as I mentioned earlier. On the other hand, manufacturing cost increased mainly due to the labor cost hike at overseas manufacturing subsidiaries. As a result of our cost improvement efforts, however, the net manufacturing cost declined by 1.2 billion yen, which resulted in higher profits. In the semiconductor business, our fixed cost was decreased due to our restructuring efforts, resulting in 1.9 billion yen profit improvement. Despite the increase of SG&A cost, our top line increased and our gross margin as well as OP margin improved, which had a positive impact by 2.4 billion yen, in comparison to the previous projections, the largest variance comes from the increase in sales and gross margin. The substantial improvements are attributable to the top-line growth in addition to sales of higher-margin products. The exchange rate impact was plus 1 billion yen. Let me elaborate on the results of musical instruments segment. Our top line grew despite the declined sales due to the transfer of music schools operations by 4.2 billion yen. Profits also increased substantially, driven by digital pianos, wind instruments, and guitars. In audio equipment segment, PA equipment sales grew dramatically. We faced some difficulties in the first quarter in terms of AV product sales, but saw some recoveries in the second quarter. The revenue seems to be down slightly as we changed the business structure of karaoke from this year. The structural change entailed conventional sales of finished product equipment to PCB sales of sound sources. Even though the top-line figure has dropped, the profitability itself has improved. As a result, the operating income turned out to be 3.5 billion yen, up 1.5 billion yen. The next is our electronic devices. In addition to the restructuring effects, as explained earlier, some parts, sound sources, and images for our amusement equipment were shipped ahead of schedule, which pushed up our income slightly, and the business turned out to be profitable. In relation to our fixed cost improvement, we have completed the formal transfer of our manufacturing subsidiary in Kagoshima as of October 1st. As for others, sales remained flat year over year. Overall performance was basically in line with the previous year. Although our FA equipment sales were on par with the same period of the previous year, orders in the first half were down slightly. So we will have to see how our second half sales will turn out. As our sales were generally in line with our plan, it had a positive impact on our profitability. Here's our outlook for the second half. As you can see here, there's no major change in our outlook for the musical instrument market. Despite some of the concerns over the slowdown in China, our sales remained brisk in the first half, and we would expect the second half performance to be somewhat in line with our expectations. In audio equipment, in addition to the PA sales increase, new products will be launched to accommodate to the changing AV market as we struggled last year. We have made an announcement about the new products globally since September, and they seem to have been well received by the market so far. Those are the reasons why we are expecting sales growth in the second half. In the electronic devices segment, however, as we advanced some of the shipments due to special demand in the first half, our second half sales are likely to be dropped accordingly. The exchange rate assumptions remain unchanged compared to the previous projection at 120 yen to the US dollar and 130 yen to the euro. The first quarter and the second quarter results were almost in line with the previously projected US dollar assumption, while the yen was weaker by 5 yen to the euro as the actual rate turned out to be about 135 yen. Under the current market condition, we estimated the euro exchange rate to be 130 yen. So that is our full year outlook. Our sales projection remains unchanged at 437 billion yen. As mentioned previously, some of the shipments were brought forward, and we have maintained our projections since the last announcement. Our first half operating income remained favorable from April through September, and we made an upward revision to our full year projections. Let me confirm some of the numbers. Our net sales projection remains unchanged at 437 billion yen. As for operating income, we added 2 billion yen on top of the previous projection of 35 billion yen, to be 37 billion yen on our full-year forecast. The ordinary income and net income projections followed suit and reflected the upside from operating income. I have already touched upon the exchange rate assumptions. The actual results from the first half are incorporated to reflect a slight yen depreciation. Let's take a look at further breakdown of net sales by business segment. The total amount of sales forecast remains unchanged, although we factored in the tough situation around FA equipment orders and lowered our forecast on the others segment by 500 million yen. On the other hand, new AV products are well received by the market, and we revised up the audio equipment sales by 500 million yen. So there were some inter-segment adjustments, but the total forecast remains unchanged. Operating income remained robust in the musical instruments and audio equipment throughout the first half. We expect to keep the momentum and forecast additional 2 billion yen OP increase. In other words, an additional 1 billion yen from musical instruments and another 1 billion yen from audio equipment are expected. The impact of exchange rates is listed here. We anticipate minus 400 million yen impact year on year. This is due to the euro-yen exchange rate, which was about 140 yen during the last fiscal year, although we are forecasting around 130 yen during the second half this year. This is our full-year operating income analysis. We are expecting the operating income to improve by about 7 billion yen to be 37 billion yen from 30.1 billion yen in the previous year. As I explained earlier, an increase of labor cost at overseas manufacturing subsidiaries was more than offset by our cost streamlining activities. We have made solid progress to achieve 15 billion yen cost reduction in line with our midterm plan. Restructuring effects compared to the previous year will be added from the electronic devices segment. The Forex again is expected to have a slightly negative impact due to the euro-yen exchange rates. Despite the SG&A cost increases as a result of top-line growth, the net OP will turn positively due to the sales increase and gross margin improvement. Compared to the previous projections, the foreign exchange rates had a positive impact from April through September, which is expected to remain throughout the year. The gross margin is expected to be up mildly, and cost reduction activities should have some positive impact, which should result in 2 billion yen improvement in total. Let me elaborate further on musical instruments business. We have maintained our prior projection on net sales. Sales of digital pianos, wind instruments, and string and percussion instruments are performing strongly across all markets, which is expected to continue. The music school operation was transferred as of July, which reduced our revenue by 4 billion yen plus in the first half, and 12.4 billion yen reduction is expected on a full-year basis. The shortfall will be compensated by the musical instrument hardware product sales so that the overall sales will be comparable to that of the previous year. Here's a breakdown by region. As you can see, Japan is a market where we are having a tough time. The 98% figure in blue represents a year-on-year comparison of hardware product sales, etc., excluding the impact of music school transfer. So we're expecting a slight decline in Japan. On the other hand, in China, sales grew by 14% both in first quarter and second quarter. We should be able to expect the same level of sales in the third quarter, as well as to achieve a double-digit growth of 12% on a full-year basis. There are some uncertainties in Europe, but we are still expecting a 5% growth despite some negative factors, as the first quarter and second quarter results showed solid performance. Next is audio equipment. As mentioned earlier, both sales and income are expected to rise year-on-year and against the previous projections. In particular, we anticipate a recovery in AV products driven by new product launches. The numbers appear to be flat, but actually a substantial drop in karaoke, sales will be almost compensated by strong growth in AV products, as I explained earlier. PA equipment sales are expected to grow further, as we had robust sales in the first half, which is likely to continue throughout the second half. We also anticipate strong sales of ICT and network devices going forward. Our full-year operating income is expected to reach 7.5 billion yen, up 1.4 billion yen year-on-year. Here's our expected sales breakdown by region. On the domestic front, we expect to maintain the previous year's level. We anticipate 8% growth in Europe, 7% in other regions, and 5% in China. So the overall expectations are rather positive across the board. Now I'd like to take you through more details by product category in musical instruments and audio equipment segments. Piano sales are expected to grow slightly by 1% on a full year basis as shown here. The first half performance remains solid, and the second quarter results show a 5% growth in particular, which was mainly driven by China. Distro pianos are selling extremely well, and we should expect a double-digit growth again this year. In totality, the distro musical instruments are expected to grow by 2%. We had a new electron launch effect in the previous fiscal year, which led to a decline this year, as we no longer have the same effect. However, the strength of distro pianos would be more than enough to cover the shortfall and even achieve a positive growth this year. Wind instruments have been doing very well, especially in North America, which gave us a saving effect in the first half to anticipate 9% growth on a full year. In string and percussion instruments, guitar sales have been quite brisk and overall growth is expected to be 7%. AV product sales in audio equipment struggled, and it was close to minus 10% in the first quarter, but recovered to the previous year's level in the second quarter. We expect some new product launches in the third quarter, and that is why a double-digit growth is anticipated. As a result, our full-year sales should recover to the level outperforming the previous year. PA equipment sales are expected to grow by 9% overall. The reasons why we expect only a 2% growth in the fourth quarter is because of the special demand in the facility equipment business in Japan in the previous fourth quarter. Despite the declined growth rate in fourth quarter, however, we are still expecting a 9% growth on the whole and a double-digit growth in hardware sales. Next is electronic devices. Net sales are expected to remain flat, and operating income remain unchanged from the previous projections. The first half results outperformed our original expectations, which had to do with advanced shipment of amusement equipment parts, as previously explained. We expect it to be within the manageable range of adjustments. Other segment. As I touched upon earlier, sales are expected to be lower than the previous projections as FA equipment orders did not satisfy the first half target. However, everything else should be in line with the prior projections. Next is our inventories. Inventories at the end of first half amounted to 99.3 billion yen, excluding the Forex impact of plus 600 million yen. That is an increase by 4 billion yen year over year. However, it should drop to 90.3 billion yen, almost equivalent to the previous projection level, by the end of this fiscal year. There are a couple of reasons for the increase in the first half, and one of which had to do with work in process increase in relation to raw material status in our production plan. We had to build more inventories to accommodate for higher sales, especially when it comes to digital musical instruments and AV products. A substantial portion of the sales are generated toward the end of the year, and we increased our inventory level as of September end to cope with the year-end sales peak. But that is still within the appropriate range of inventories, in our opinion. Next is our CapEx, depreciation, and R&D expenses. First of all, the actual CapEx spending was substantially down in the first half year-on-year, which was 4.8 billion yen. This is basically due to some delays in molds used for development, as well as investment in fabs and production facilities. CapEx spending is contained within the range of depreciation cost. R&D expenses during the first half were 12.2 billion yen, comparable to the previous year's level. R&D expenses were up in musical instruments and audio equipment, although they were reduced in electronic devices as a part of the structural reform implemented. On a full year basis, a slight increase of R&D expenses is anticipated compared to prior projections because of audio equipment. Lastly, our balance sheet. Cash and deposits increased by 15.3 billion yen as of the end of first half as a result of profit increase. 17 billion yen increase is expected as of the fiscal year end. So we're projecting cash and deposits to be 96.3 billion yen as of March end 2016. Fixed assets are up year-on-year as of the end of first half, although we are expecting a major reduction as of the fiscal year end compared to the previous year. This is due to the fluctuation of securities valuation associated with Yamaha Motors. In other words, the stock price went up and down here during this period. Other figures are pretty much in line with the plan except for some expenses reshuffled around music school transfer, but those are considered to be minor adjustments. That is all for my presentation to outline the first half results ending in September 2015. Thank you very much.